Qualifying the collateral. Characteristics of value. For a property to have value, it must have four characteristics. D. Demand. There must be sufficient demand for the property for it to have value. Without demand, it is of little or no value. U. Utility. The property must be able to fulfill a need. If for some reason the property has no use, it is of little or no value. Utility does not necessarily mean development. The property may have utility to an investor who holds it for future gain or development. S. Scarcity. If a type of property in a market area is too abundant, it has reduced value. If a market is flooded with properties for sale, values will remain flat. T. Transferability. If for some reason the property cannot be transferred, then it is of little value. The inability to transfer may be due to a title flaw that cannot be cured, such as government regulations or restrictions that make transfer impossible. Remember the characteristics of value with the acronym DUST, D-U-S-T, Market Value. Market value is one of the most commonly misunderstood appraisal concepts. Many sellers and buyers are confident that a given property has some specific market value, and they mistakenly believe that the appraiser's task is to discover this finite value. Because the appraisal is an opinion of value, two or more appraisers operating independently of each other will arrive at different values. This difference does not necessarily indicate that one is in error. A firm grasp of the concept of value is essential to understanding appraisal methods. The question, "What is the value of the property?" is foremost in the minds of all real estate buyers, sellers, investors, and lenders. Market value is the most probable price a property should bring in a competitive and open market under all conditions requisite to a fair sale, under guidelines published by federal institutions Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Such conditions include the assumption that the buyer and the seller acted prudently and knowledgeably, and that the price is not affected by undue stimulus. Implicit in this definition is the consummation of a sale as of a specified date and the passing of title from the seller to the buyer, under conditions whereby the buyer and the seller are typically motivated. That means that neither the buyer nor the seller is under any undue pressure to buy or sell quickly. Both parties are well-informed or well-advised and acting in what they consider their best interests. A reasonable time is allowed for exposure in the open market. Payment is made in terms of cash in U.S. dollars or in terms of financial arrangements comparable thereto. And the price represents the normal consideration for the property sold, unaffected by special or creative financing, or sales concessions granted by anyone associated with the sale. Price does not necessarily equal value. Price is the amount of money for which a particular property sold. Many factors can cause a price to rise above or fall below market value. A family might be willing to pay a premium for property located next to the home of a close relative. On the other hand, a seller might be willing to substantially reduce an asking price in order to sell immediately and obtain funds quickly to buy a home near a new job. Ad valorem, according to value. Taxes are assessed based upon the assessed value of the property and the current tax rate. The assessed value for tax purposes is determined by the taxing authority and may be well above or below the value based upon a real appraisal. Assessed value should never be used as a reliable estimate of market value. Appraisal process. The value of a property may be affected by social, economic, governmental, and environmental influences. An appraiser must always be aware of these influences and possible changes in them that could affect market value. The appraiser's observations are noted on the appraisal. Appraisers are licensed or certified by the state in which they practice. Appraisers must follow the Uniform Standards of Professional Appraisal Practice, USPAP. These standards have been established by the Appraisal Standards Board of the Appraisal Foundation, www.appraisalfoundation.org. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have been instrumental in standardizing appraisal reporting through the widespread adoption of the Uniform Residential Appraisal Report, URAR, which is known as a Fannie Mae Form 1004 or a Freddie Mac Form 70. In the business, the URAR is commonly referred to as simply a 1004. Information collected by appraisers. The appraisal includes a large variety of information that must be read and analyzed by the loan officer or processor. The appraiser examines the property to determine its worth and to provide the lender with a risk assessment. The property being appraised is known as the subject property, whether the house is single-family, multi-unit, condominium, or new construction, affects the type of information that the appraiser must gather, which partially explains why the appraisal for a four-unit building costs more than the appraisal for a single-family home. The appraisal will contain the market value and an analysis of the following nine data categories: property and lender information, neighborhood description, site description, improvements to the site, analysis of market data, sales comparison approach, cost approach analysis, if required, income approach analysis, if required, reconciliation of values, additional support documents, three approaches to value. After gathering all necessary data on the neighborhood, site, and improvements, the appraiser is ready to begin the third major step in the valuation process, using some or all of the three approaches to value. These three methods are the sales comparison approach, the cost approach, and the income approach. Sales comparison approach. In the sales comparison approach, also known as the market data approach, the appraiser focuses on recent sales in determining the value of the subject. The appraiser will gather at least three comparison sales. These comparison sales are referred to as comparables or comps in the appraisal business. Some lenders require four or more comparables. These comparables are recently sold properties of a similar type, size, quality, and locale as the subject. The sales comparison approach is a standard part of all appraisal reports and is generally considered the most reliable approach because it is based on verifiable market events. The sales comparison approach is used as the best indicator of value for existing properties. In an ideal world, the appraiser would locate comparable sales that match the subject property exactly. While an exact match is not generally possible, the appraiser must select sales that are most like the subject. When there are differences between the subject property and a comparable sale, the appraiser must make adjustments to value. For each comparable sale, there is an adjustment column. In this column, the appraiser makes adjustments to value based upon differences between the subject and the comparable. Following USPAP rules, the appraiser must select the comparables that result in the fewest adjustments. The comparables with the fewest adjustments are the ones that are most like the subject property. The comparable sale can differ from the subject property in two ways. It can have features that are superior or inferior. When a comparable sale has a superior feature, the appraiser must apply a negative adjustment to the sale. Of particular concern to the agent is the overimproved property. Overimproved properties often present appraisal problems. Sellers, hoping to recover their investment in the home, are often dismayed when the appraiser's opinion of value falls far below what they have spent on improvements. Cost approach. The cost approach to the market value of the property considers how much a new structure of this size and type would currently cost to build. The cost approach is commonly used for unique properties for which there is little market activity, including special purpose buildings, such as churches and bowling alleys. The appraiser applies current industry and market price estimates for the underlying land, building materials, and construction costs. After determining the replacement cost of the structure, the appraiser calculates a value for depreciation. Depreciation is the reduction in the value of a property from causes such as deterioration or obsolescence. Types of depreciation include physical deterioration, functional obsolescence, and external obsolescence. The appraiser then subtracts depreciation from the new cost to determine the depreciated value of the structure. The next step in the cost approach is to add the land value to arrive at a total estimated value. the appraiser determines the value of the land as if it were vacant. While land values may decrease in the market, land is treated as a separate item under the cost approach and is never depreciated. Physical deterioration is the loss in a property's value due to daily wear and tear. All properties experience this type of depreciation over time. However, with above-average maintenance and upkeep, some properties experience less than average physical deterioration. Examples of physical deterioration that an appraiser should note on the appraisal report include a leaky roof, a badly cracked driveway, inadequate floor coverings, or an overall need for repainting. Because it involves factors under the control of the property owner, physical deterioration is the easiest form of depreciation to cure and has the least effect on the value of the property. This type of deterioration can be addressed through repairs and systems replacement done by the owner or a contractor. Of special interest in a residential appraisal is the age of the improvements. The appraiser is concerned with age in two areas: chronological age, the actual age of the property in years. If the house is 20 years old, it has a chronological age of 20. Effective age, the appraiser's estimate of the age of the house based upon its ongoing maintenance and upgrades. A house might have been well maintained and updated over the years. Therefore, the appraiser might determine that a 20-year-old house might have an effective age of 10. Functional obsolescence is the loss in the desirability of the style, layout, or function of an element of a property over time. For example, a residential heating system featuring steam radiators may adequately warm the rooms, but it is functionally obsolete because buyers today prefer heating methods that are less obvious and take up less space. External obsolescence refers to the loss in value of a property caused by factors outside of the property itself. Such influences include the oversupply and consequent drop in demand for a particular kind of property, government actions, such as zoning changes or condemnation proceedings, and proximity to undesirable land uses, such as highways or factories. External obsolescence is sometimes referred to as environmental or economic obsolescence. Income approach. The income approach will not be used in a typical residential transaction because it applies only to income-generating rental property. The income approach will be used when the sale is to an investor purchasing the home as a rental property. Gross rent multiplier. This calculation begins with a review of comparable rental rates and market values in the subject's area. These rates are then used to compute a gross rent multiplier, GRM. The GRM is calculated as follows. GRM equals average sales price divided by average monthly rent. The accuracy of the GRM is affected by the availability of data. The appraiser will calculate the GRM for a number of rentals in the market area that are most similar to the subject property. The appraiser will determine a weighted average, giving the greatest weight to properties that are most like the subject. If the appraiser determines that the weighted average of similar home sales is $174,000 and average rent is $1,400 per month, the GRM is calculated by as follows. GRM, Vianads, Arsimts, Septindesmit, Cetri Tuxtoshi, Dolaru, Dalits, Artuxtosh, Cetri Simti Dolari, Vianads, Arsimts, Divdesmit, Cetri. Having derived a GRM from a weighted average, the appraiser then applies the GRM using the monthly rental income that the property currently generates or that it could command in the marketplace. If the GRM is 124, it means that the value is 124 times the monthly gross rental income. If the subject property is somewhat superior to the average and will potentially rent for $1,500 per month, we can calculate its value as follows. $1,500 times 124 equals $186,000 value. This approach will also normally include a review of current or proposed operating expenses and average market rental rates in the subject's area. Income capitalization. While the GRM method is used in the valuation of residences, the appraisal of commercial income properties is different. For an investor, the net income of a property can be used as an indicator of value. The net income of a property is the annual income from all sources minus operating expenses. Consider the following property. Gross income, $250,000. Less expenses, minus $175,000. Net income, $5,000. If similar properties in the market are selling at prices that yield an investor a return of 8%, the estimated value can be determined by using the IRV formula, where I equals income, R equals return on investment, and V equals value. In the above case, the value indicated is V equals I divided by R, $75,000 divided by 0.08 equals $937,500. A potential investor can determine the rate of return of a proposed property or project using the IRV formula. If the asking price of an income property is $937,500 and the net income is $75,000, the return to the investor is R equals I divided by V. R equals $75,000 divided by $937,500 equals 0.08 equals 8%. For a given property, the IRV formula can be used to calculate the income needed to achieve a certain rate of return as follows. I vienads are V res R. I vienads are devini, simti trisdesmit, septini, tuxtoshi, pieci simti dolari, res nulle comats nulle astoni. I vienads are septindesmit pieci tuxtoshi dolaru. Therefore, if the investor's objective is to earn a return of at least 8%, the net annual income of the property must be at least $75,000. Anything less than that would produce a return of less than 8%. Reconciliation of the value estimates. Reconciliation is the final step in the appraisal process, in which the appraiser weighs the estimates of value received from sales comparison, cost, and income approaches to arrive at a final estimate of the market value of the subject property. Because the three approaches to value examine very different criteria, their values will be different, sometimes by a wide margin. The appraiser, faced with two or three values, must reconcile the differences. In this process, the appraiser considers all of the factors and available information to arrive at a single appraised value. Reconciliation does not imply the use of any set formula or weighted average. Reconciliation of values is at the appraiser's discretion, and the appraiser's rationale will be explained in the narrative.